into the loss of the submersible and the five people on board.
He says crews are still searching for pieces of that wreckage. Russians are nervously reacting to a short-lived rebellion against President Vladimir Putin. This man in Moscow spoke through a translator.
It's a normal situation. We live in Russia, so we are used to being stressed. There is nothing more to it. It's more likely that it is politics, but we will find out everything that happened soon.
In San Francisco, police led former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and California Congressman Adam Schiff through pride celebrations as cities across the country held parades and parties today. The two lawmakers rode in a red convertible. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Identify yourself.
WCFW FM and WCFW HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
A civic media radio station.
FM has always stood for fine music. And now, FM stands for fun music, too. This is the Valley's fun music. 105.7.
CFW.
Chippewa Valley.
CFW. This is fun music for Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Seymour. This is 105.7 CFW. CFW.
Yeah. The fun of the summer mixtape with no worrying about the tape and the cassette snapping.
Oh, no, no.
105 days of summer fun on 105.7 CFW.
I can never go through my heart.
1057 CFW.
Meteorologist Rodney Price, showers and thunderstorms likely for your Sunday. High temperatures up around 76. Our winds becoming northwest in the afternoon. Showers and storms still likely as we head through the evening. Mostly cloudy skies. Temperatures down to 60. Still some storms for your Monday. Right now it's 73.
CFW.
Some of them want to get used by you.
1057 CFW. Your official station of summer. As the temperature goes up, make sure your volume knob does too. When you think summer, think 1057 CFW. The Valley's fun music. This is 1057 CFW.
We'll be right back. what's happening at CFW.
Summer is here and River Jams is rockin'. Enjoy the river and live music every Wednesday and Saturday night, plus Sunday afternoons. Balder Dash is the featured artist on Wednesday, June 28th from 6 to 9. Find more information at riverjams.com. That's river and a dash jams.com.
CFW.
All in that pretty little head of yours. What goes on in that place in the dark? Well, I used to know a girl, and I could have sworn that her name was Veronica. Well, she used to have a carefree mind of her own and a delicate look in her eye. These days, I'm afraid she's not even sure if her name was Veronica. Do you suppose?
Mac and cheese.
Yummy.
But for your ears, this is 105.7 CFW. The Valley's fun music.
Looking for the love, get away, had a
This is 105.7 CFW. Seven CFW.
Moving straight ahead, you knew it all.
Valley's fun music.
Lots and lots of fun.
All day long.
105.7 CFW. CFW.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
Calling to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
Look up cheese curds, you'll find this basic definition: wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic proteins protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite and where do you get your squeaky or deep fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
CBS News Brief. The U.S. Coast Guard is officially looking into a submersible's implosion. Captain Jason Neubauer.
My primary goal is to prevent a similar occurrence by making the necessary recommendations to enhance the safety of the maritime domain worldwide.
Five people died in the blast, and the company behind it could still face criminal charges.